Blog Talk Radio.
People out there, it's the commish here live on OFL After Dark. Yeah, back from a little hiatus there from the radio show. You know, the band took our leagues to, you know, a different phase that none of us expected to go through, and a very, very negative experience, but, you know, we're kind of, you know, righting the ship or however they say it and getting through the bad parts and back on our feet. All leagues will advance Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And then the following Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So we're back on normal schedule. So Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern, all leagues advance. Want to thank Balkino, Freddy Krueger, and OFL now Jay Jerk for stepping in and being able to advance and take care of the leagues in Group 1 and Group 2 multiple. Really appreciate that and a lot of respect there. Next thing, that's the negative stuff there that we were talking about, but the positive, leaguecrawler.com, it's a great website. It's kind of like Angie's List or Yelp, but it's for leagues and finding the best commissioners and the best leagues, and you can go in there and see what else is all going on. But League Crawler did an article on OFL Now and chose us as the League of the Month, so if you want to check that out, go to leaguecrawler.com. It's a pretty cool website, by the way. It's kind of new. I think it's been around since September, but it's really, really well done. And I want to thank each and every member for participating in the league and being so dedicated and committed that somebody would even consider to choose us League of the Month out of the thousands and thousands of leagues out there. So much respect to each and every one of you, and makes me proud to associate with each member in this league, and I think the future's bright. Now, the leagues have really, really dipped in participation. It's a combination of things, you know, with the weather getting nice, NFL being over, Madden being a little stale, and it's all like hitting at once. So it's understandable, but if you can't play your games in Group 1 or Group 2 single, Group 3 single, or Group 5 single, or Group 4 fantasy, please put yourself on auto. If you need help putting yourself on auto, just let me know. I can walk you through it. It's so simple. You just go over to league settings, go to user teams, find your gamer tag, hit A, and just put yourself on auto for how long you want to be on auto. You can put it unlimited if you don't want to participate. But just do that out of respect for your fellow league members. So, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of guys are catching sim losses, which is really unfortunate. And this all goes back to the Xbox ban. As you guys all know, we never had an issue like this until we got banned. So, now, a lot of people have been asking for, when's the Young Friday OFL Now mixtape playlist coming out? Now, we actually have our own station where we play music. It's out on Grooveshark, GrooveShark.com, and you just go to GrooveShark.com. You can get the app and everything, and just search OFL Now, and you can catch one of our broadcasts live. I think you can just go find one of our old playlists. So we're not actually going to deliver a playlist like we did previously through the app that we were doing, but you can go to GrooveShark.com and catch the OFL Now music going on. At some point, we'll have a regular live broadcast on there. I just don't know what time yet. So that's in the early stages, something we're developing. Also working on developing a new website for Madden 16, possibly going to expand into some other games such as FIFA, 2K. Just scooped up a PlayStation 4 so to pick up MLB The Show. I've read about it for years, always getting great reviews, so wanted to check that out. Their franchise mode is incredible. A lot of things Madden could take from them. For instance, they actually do their own radio show, like the game manufacturers. It's not like league members, but it ties all the what's going on in the league. So that's pretty cool. It's really cool, actually. And they just have so many other features on there. That EA and Madden really should just go replicate what they're doing. So that's that. We're going to take a look at the standings also. The new OFL Now championship rankings are out. We're going to take a look at those top 20. And they're really, really a lot of importance in there now because we're coming close to the summer. The deadline will be announced shortly of when the rankings will be cut off because those 10 bowl games with prize money on each bowl game are coming up, you know. Shit, we're in April, so what, May, June? Probably sometime here in July, early August, we'll be doing the bowl series. I'll be speaking with league officers about that, and we will announce a date here probably within 2 weeks. So those rankings are very, very important. Also haven't been on the air for a while. Group 1 Fantasy, one of the toughest leagues. I talked to guys like Team Empire, OFL, and OFL Now, Jay Jerk, people that are in tons of different OFL Now leagues that participated in that league, and they felt that was the strongest league. It's debatable, but one thing's for sure, it was a strong league. And congratulations to Triple X, Balkino 66 Triple X from Orlando, Florida, winning his third championship. Third Super Bowl ring, pretty impressive. So Maybe we'll get him on the radio here sometime this week, maybe even tonight, I'm not sure. What else we got going on? We got the Santa Fe 8 tournament going on. Durex is in the championship waiting for the winner, Death of Madden, and OFL Now league member DNA Canes. Happens to be the brother of DNA Suspect. If you can't get a hold of DNA Suspect, he plays semi-pro football, so he's away from his Xbox from time to time. If you can't get a hold of him, try messaging DNA Canes and letting him know, and he might be able to auto him for you. We're still doing Fast Force. 30 to get in, 100 to win. You know how it goes. Win two games, pretty simple. The Roswell 32, got 200 going to first, 40 to go to second. A little something different there with a second-place prize. Buck sweeps in the championship, and he's waiting for the winner of Team Brian James versus IX Bronco IX, OFL Now member. So that's what's going on there. Speaking of Team Brian James, he is the main guy or commish or whatever of WCPML. That's the league that challenged us. And that's going down here very shortly. We've announced our rosters. We have VX Assassin representing us. We have Slay Island. We have DNA Suspect. We have Durex. We have Dippin' X Dots. We have... Why am I drawing blanks? We have Balkino, SC Bolt 21, and somebody else out there. I'll look it up here shortly. So those are the eight that are going to represent us. It's going to be a really tough league versus league. I think we'll come out on top, but we're definitely going to be challenged very hard. Also, we're signing up. We need four more, I believe, for the Park City 8. It's $24 to join, win three games, win $149. One change to the tournament format, no super custom playbooks. This is preparing people for live LAN tournaments, I guess they call them, because you can't have super customs there. So no super custom playbooks, which means you can do your audibles, but you can't create your whole playbook. So that's what we're going to start throwing some tournaments like that. So that's the only difference between a Park City 8. So I need a couple more people, probably get that started by tomorrow. Let's go right to the phone calls. We got 412 on the air. 412, could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners coming back to the OFL after dark?
Yeah, Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
There he is, Snake Eye, straight out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A lot of things. I'm sure you're excited for the big draft coming up with the Steelers. What direction do you see the Steelers going in with their first-round pick, offense or defense?
I'm open cornerback.
Okay. Any specific one?
No. And then they was talking about a couple of some linebackers and stuff. I was seeing them talking about a little bit. But, I mean, other than that, mainly linebackers, cornerbacks, defensive ends, offensive linemen, and tight end.
Nice. I agree with you. Now, Snake, let's go three questions right now, and then we're going to take a question from one of your fans out there, and then we're going to go look at the top 20 rankings. Number one, Snake, how do you feel about LeagueCrawler.com choosing OFLNow.com as the League of the Month for April 2015?
Pretty dang on cool. Hopefully it gets us more people. Hopefully it does something for us.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hopefully I know I've seen people tweeting it and retweeting it out there, so hopefully some people will recognize us. Somebody, a couple people messaged me out of the blue that I've never heard of before, so that's interesting. Snake, I mean, congratulations to you and all your fellow members for, getting us to that point. So congratulations, man. Now let's go right to the second question. How do you feel about Xbox permanently banning my account, and how have you noticed it affecting the leagues?
Definitely a little bit, but... I mean, for the future, I think you should not put, a website on your profile.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you want to try to help out the league. Just see if you can work around the numbers or whatever, get them a little bit confused and see if it works.
That's a good idea. I shouldn't have had that on there on my bio. I didn't even think about that until you just said that. Now, number three, I got a PlayStation 4. The first time I've had a PlayStation since the original Xbox. I've been with Microsoft since. I got to be honest. I don't know if I'm a little bitter or what, but my initial reaction is I like a lot of the small minor. I mean, they're basically identical. There's just some little small minor things I feel like I like a little bit better on the PS4. Little things like snapping an app. You know, you can play Pandora Radio while you're playing Madden, but you got to snap an app. On the PS4, you can play Spotify, which is basically the same thing as Pandora, but you don't have to snap an app. It plays in the background while you play a game, so you have your full screen. I really like that feature. A couple other little things. Their messaging system seems a little better. But I didn't purchase Madden, but I will. But we will have, OFL Now will have a strong presence on PS4 for Madden 16. A lot of PS4 guys reached out prior trying to join a league and always had to turn them down. So I guess in that aspect, it's a good thing. I also purchased MLB The Show. That's the only game I have, which
yeah,
I always wanted to try, but they never make it for. Yeah, they never make it for the Xbox, so I've been playing around with that a little bit. And OFLNow.com might actually do a show league here in the future. We'll see. It's pretty cool. Now, have you ever played The Show, and what do you think about The Show?
The last show that I played was whenever Andrew McCutcheon was on there, and I wanted to play this year's and last year's, but never really had the money to get it and stuff, but I want to try to get it eventually.
Yeah, they actually have, like, they have something called Diamond Dynasty. It's basically like Ultimate Team that you like to play.
Yeah, whenever I played it, it had the same thing. And I almost had all of the pirates except for, like, the big hitters and the big pitchers, like A.J. Bernard. It was hard to get, and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, Snake, we got a question coming in from Twitter from Jimmy Ninja B643, I guess it is. It says, what do you think's going on with Team Empire OFL, especially the Team Houston? Are they self-imploding? What are they coming apart at the seams?
Not 200% sure on that. But, I mean, if there is, there are probably reasons behind it. Don't know, but, I mean, it could be good reasons, it could be bad reasons, but whatever happens, hopefully they're good friends to the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Now let's go right into the top 20 ranking, championship poll rankings, and see what you think. But right before we get into that, how did you feel about Triple X? Balkino 66 Triple X winning his third Super Bowl ring. Is that shocking to you?
No, nothing that somebody should try to beat him. Just try to play lockdown defense on him.
Now, you've played him pretty tough in the past. What are some of his weaknesses you've noticed?
Definitely running the ball. You have to run it very, very hard up the middle. And, I mean, if you can get lucky on the sides, go ahead and do it. And then just try to find some other weaknesses with his.
Is he the toughest competitor you've played in the OFL now, or is there somebody else that gives you more trouble than him?
I mean, there's definitely four that I know of that gives me a little bit of trouble.
Who would they
be? But, I mean, out of all of them, Balkino's the hardest.
Who would be the four other guys that, you know, complicate your situation?
Definitely you, Greg, a little bit.
Me? Are you drinking?
Because you only beat me, like, by 1 point, and
And you beat me by 1 point, Snake.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just surprised. Like, I hear everybody beating you and stuff like that. I think that you need to work on a couple of things, and I think you can be better than where you are.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. I got to get to the lab. Maybe somebody in the league will teach me some things or two. But who else do you find very challenging?
Definitely the guys that I played at first, like whenever I first got in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I had to figure them out more, do some other things.
Like, are you talking about like D-Knox 21 and Mad Dream and Team Empire OFL, people like that?
And I mean like Broncos fan and stuff like that.
Yeah. Haven't seen Broncos fan for a little bit. He's lost a little interest in his workload at work. It's increased, so he hasn't been on much. At one point, Broncos fan was ranked in the top 20, which leads us to the OFL Championship playoff rankings. As we get closer to bowl season, these rankings matter more and more and more. So let's take a look at these bottom five here in the top 20 and let me know if anybody sticks out to you. At number 20, we have Black Assassin 10. Number 19, we have SC Bolt 21. 18, new name here, Irish Savage OOC. I believe he has his playoff team, he has his place in the playoffs clinched in Group 3 single, if I'm correct. 17, we have a really strong player from Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Double J 125. And number 16, from Lubbock, Texas, We Witness. Any of those names really stick out to you that you want to talk about?
I thought Black Assassin would be higher and We Witness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would be both in, like, the top 15.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Witness was up there in the top 10. I guess right before the rankings came out, he lost a game to Jay Jerk, and I guess that pushed him back. Not exactly sure where most of his points dropped to. But, yeah, he's sitting there at 16. I could see him being higher, but when I look at some of these other names coming up, he might be about right. But I'm with you with Black Assassin 10. It wasn't that long ago, maybe, you know, a month and a half, 2 months, Black Assassin was ranked number one. To see him drop all the way to 20 and almost out of the rankings, it's shocking to me. And obviously, it's alerted you because it stood out to you also, right? Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yep.
All right, cool. So what did you think about that? So you think Winners should be higher?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, at number 15, you have another new guy, RVA Ferminator. Have you played him at all?
I never heard of him.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of a funny name, too.
Yeah, exactly. He's one of those guys that gets lessons with Balkino or whatever, so he's learned a lot from him. Definitely a very strong player. Number 14, are you familiar at all with Fat Magic 420 out of Houston?
A little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, because you're not in Group 2, are you?
No, I'm just in Group 1 for both of them.
Yeah, I think Magic is in Group 2. That's probably why you don't come across him. Now, these next three are big names. At number 13, Slay Island 9XX. He was ranked number one at one time also, and then the major upset there to Balkino. I mean, Balkino beat him really bad. I want to say like 30 points or something in the playoffs, maybe even more. It's really dropped, and the fact that he doesn't have any other league games and all these other guys are playing, he keeps sliding. But he's definitely – he could be higher, I think. Now, number 12, you have Dippin' X Dots. Number 11, you have Peel 510 Maine. Now, you played Peel before, I know. Just recently, actually, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
And how did that game turn out for you?
Not that bad, but I think that I should try to change some things with my game a little bit.
Mhm. Such as
defense is a big one.
Mhm.
I mean, my offense ain't that bad, but, I mean, some of the leagues I wish that I had better wide receivers, better linemen, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, little
now,
minor things.
Little tweaks that will get you to the next level, I understand. Now, do you think PL 510 Maine should be ranked 11th, or is he too high or too low there?
Should be a little bit higher, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 8 or 9.
Okay. Now let's take a look at the top 10 here. We have XDMGX Jason at 10. Really rising fast here is number 9, Finesse Gigolo. At 8, we have OFL Now Jay Jert, previously known as J.J. Miller. At number 7, we have Virginia Beach's own VX Assassin XA. Big Duke fan there, so congratulations, Duke winning championship. Number 6, Double X Maternal XX321, another Duke fan. Congratulations there, Maternal. Any of those 5 guys stick out to you?
I thought Jay Jerk would have been higher.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it is what it is.
You're right on that, man. It is what it is, bro. So let's take a look at the top 5 right now. We have number 5. We have Believe in Monsters. He's never been ranked this high. He just beat Maternal, so I'm sure Maternal's going to drop. He beat him by like 50-10 or something. Now, Maternal says he lost on purpose because he's already in the playoffs, and he wanted to see what Monsters was going to do.
Why would you lose on purpose whenever you're in the playoffs?
Well, no, I mean, the playoffs start next week. He wanted to see what Monsters is doing. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's true or not. Some people say it's an excuse. Some people believe him. I tend to believe him. But either way, number 4, you have number 4, you have Buck Sweet. He just, he's the Vegas champion there. He just lost to Balkino 16-13 in that really difficult group 4 fantasy. So he's sitting there at number 4. Number 3, previously at 1, Team Empire OFL. He lost to, I think, Buck Sweet, if I'm not mistaken.
Name?
Huh?
What was his original name?
Oh, he's had a bunch. JS3 Hunter, Walking Hit Stick. Something else too. Either way, he dropped a little bit there, but still strong showing there. Number 2, you have 2-time Super Bowl champion PB number 1, and at number 1 you have 3-time Super Bowl champion Balkino, and I believe we have him calling in right now. Balkino, is that you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Balkino, we got a minute left here. If you want, I don't know if you just heard, you're ranked number 1. Congratulations on your 3rd Super Bowl ring. If you want to take us out of here in the last minute, the mic is yours.
3 rings, what can I say? It was a tough match. Had to earn it. My goal is actually 5. Now
mm-hmm.
that I think I'm single and this multi coming up, I think 5, I can hold my place in this OFL as your champion.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm waiting. And 16, I'll build up from there, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a big deal to get 3 championships. Are you more proud of the 3 championships, or are you more proud of, like, things that you did for Believe in Monsters, taking him from one of the worst to basically one first? I mean, he's sitting there at 5. I mean, what an accomplishment.
It goes with anybody else. I mean, look at RVA. I heard he's, like, 10-3 now in the other leagues. I mean, he's stepped up. He's playing in tournaments. He's getting better. Losing
mm-hmm.
by 3 or so on.
Yeah, oh yeah, real strong player now. Real testament, like, to you and everything you're doing there, so congratulations with that. We're out of time, though, so hopefully we can get back on the air tomorrow and have you guys call in. Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Balkino. Peace.
No problem.